Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The psalmist said, I'm willing to run on all the way. Then I heard it say, pain by loved ones.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. I'm trying to, I think I got the song mixed up. But I thank God for that song because you know what? No matter what we go through, we don't need to give up. We can't afford to give up. Glory, hallelujah. We don't want to run this race, Brother D, all these years and give up and go to a devil's hell. We don't want to do that. So let us be encouraged in everything we do, in our treatment of our brethren and our sisters. Let us be encouraged and let us love because we have forgotten how to love. We don't love like we used to. That's why oftentimes you hear people bring up The people of the olden days, those people knew how to love one another. They knew how to treat one another. They would visit one another. Now, I'm not going to say everybody visited and didn't talk about a person, but the most of them visited. You didn't hear nothing about that person. They just enjoyed the company, was excited to just have that company. And I thank God for that. First, I give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one here named by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for He's a merciful God. He's a good God. He's everything that we need. I'm asking you to pray my strength in the Lord and for us to get started. Brother D, if you don't mind, open us up with a prayer.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
You know, Brother Dolph started off with a song that says, willing to run all the way.
It's funny because
I tell Dog all the time he's a minister of music, and sometimes I think he got a scope of some pointing at me that he can hear everything I'm saying. Because I was just telling the guys on the race line that 99.5 won't do. I'm see, you know, Uncle AJ, you seen that song. AJ Blaze, you seen that song all the time. He said, I'm running, trying to make 100. 99.5
Yes, yes.
Just won't do. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we come before you this evening. Stopping by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for how you've guided us all during the day. We thank you how you've kept us from any hurt, harm, or danger coming our way, Lord. And we just want to tell you thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to receive your blessings. We thank you for giving us an ear to hear. We thank you for giving us a heart to receive. Father, we pray that you would let each and every one that we come in contact with, that they will see you and not us, that they will feel you, that they will feel the glow of you off of us, Lord Jesus. Father, let's just continue to guide us, Father. Continue to give us more wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word, Lord. Father, let you continue to bless the service that we're about to embark upon, Jesus. Praying that those that are listening, that you would open their hearts up, open their minds up to whatever trouble it is, whatever problem they may have that's troubling them, Lord, that they would let loose and let God have his way. We pray, Father, that you would give them a mind to bring it, just like you said in your word, bring your burdens to me and leave them. Father, we love you, Lord, and we truly place no one above you. Let us just continue to bless, bless, and bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank Brother D for that prayer. It's a blessing to be able to start off with a prayer because we give him reverence to God. We acknowledging God first and foremost in all things. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for he is merciful. He's a just God. He is everything we need. Now, we're going to go into our message on today. And we're going to talk on judgment, But before I get started, I want to open up the floor just for a moment for anyone who has something they want to say or a testimony or whatever. I'm going to open up the store. I mean, open up the floor to allow them time to get out whatever they want to talk about. The floor is open. Let you hold your hand up, and we'll get you open.
You want to hear something funny, T? Is that you open up for testimony, and we was talking about that earlier. And it's funny because it seemed like the very thing that we were just talking about today is what you were about to speak on now. You know,
praise
speaking
the
of,
Lord,
we were just talking
praise
about judgment, on judging. And 99.5 just won't do. The Bible says 99 and a half is the same as being lukewarm. He said he'll spit you out of his mouth. And we just speaking on that.
Amen.
And he's a service about to walk up on it.
Amen.
Good evening.
And that's a blessing. Good evening. Give me a moment. I hear you. I know your hand is up. Just give me a second. It's a blessing because I don't know what you all talked on today. But I thank God for that. And it's a blessing because we're touching and agreeing. And that's a blessing
Amen.
And thank you for that, Brother D. Now, Sister Emily, you're open. You can go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to get those three verses out. Never got to 2 weeks ago. All right. First one is going to be out of Psalms. It's 34, verses 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. My next one will be Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
And my last one is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Amen.
Well, I'll have for tonight.
Thank you. Amen. I mean, those are beautiful, beautiful verses, Sister Emily. Glory be to God. Be of good courage. And you know, even in this day and this hour, we have to be of good courage. Because we go through a lot. Being children of God, trying to do God's will, you go through a lot. But you have to be encouraged. You have to keep going. Keep on moving. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I just said amen.
Oh, thank you. Amen to that. Amen. Is there anyone else that wants to have a testimony or have a question or something, anything they want to talk about before we get started? Amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to go ahead into our message on today. And we're going to talk on judgment because the way we are going today, it appears that people don't realize, don't understand, or just don't acknowledge that we are all going to be judged one day. So we're going to hold it right there. 832, your hands are up. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. This is my name is Mr. Powell. I'm Robert from Houston, Texas, and I often listen. I listen to y'all show pretty often, mostly on Tuesdays, not too often on Wednesdays, but every Tuesday definitely. And y'all are very inspirational. Yeah, very inspirational to me with your words. When y'all bring the words, and I just want to ask that. You know, just want to ask for a little prayer, though. You know, I'm having a little situation in my household. You know, I would like to have a little unity within my household, you know, with a sibling, like I said, and just one little prayer, like I said, because that's, like I said, listen to y'all are really inspirational to me. You know, I go to church every Sunday and everything, but you know, it's just a big gap between that Sunday to Sunday, and sometimes that just ain't enough, you know, and I just
understand,
you know, and that it just I just want to thank y'all for encouraging me to continue to listen to y'all on a weekly basis, you know. But if you can just say a prayer for me, for my family.
Amen.
And, you know.
Amen. Brother Powell.
Amen.
Okay,
thank
Brother Powell, we're just going to stop, and we're going to get that prayer out right now. And we thank God that you called. We thank God
ma'am.
That you listen to us and you're receiving the word. That means a lot. You know, if just
ma'am.
One is saved, we have did a lot. Glory
yes.
be to God.
Yes,
Father
ma'am.
God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we bring Brother Robert Powell to you, dear God, in your holy name. Father God, you made him and you know all about him, Jesus. Father God, you know what he's going through, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless Father God and bring closeness in his family, Father God. in his home, Father God. Father God, bring that unity in that he so desires. Father God, bless his children to show reference to him, acknowledge him, and Father God, and obey him. Father God, and I should have blessed Father God that him and his wife and his children, Father God, can get on one accord, Father God, and be the family that he wants them to be, that you want them to be, their God. Father God, let them love one another so tight, Father God, that there won't be a separation to be found anywhere in that family. Father God, I ask you to bless their coming and their going. Father God, keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to just watch out for them, Jesus. Father God, if the children's in school, Father God, if they're in school, Father God, we ask you to cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless him and his wife, Father God, as they travel up and down the dangerous highway, dear God. Father God, we ask you to cover the house, Father God. Father God, protect them, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, give him that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to know how, hallelujah, to bring his children in the way he wants them to be. Father God, we know they're straight, but I know they will come back, Father God, and we know you're able, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to bless him and his family, Father God. Father God, you know all the needs, Father God. You made them and you know all about them, Jesus.
Yes,
Father
yes.
God, and we thank you, and we will
thank
forever
you,
praise your holy name.
Praise
in
your
Jesus'
holy
name
Jesus.
I pray. Amen,
yes.
And thank God.
Amen.
Brother Powell, it is
Amen.
Well.
Thank you, ma'am.
It is Amen. Well with you and your family, Brother Powell.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
In
I sure
Jesus'
thank
name.
You,
thank you,
yes, ma'am.
And thank
like
you.
Said,
we appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. I look forward to it, like I said, and I'm going to continue to, you know, listen to the word because without him, we are nothing. So I just want to thank
Amen.
Y'all because, you know, God speaks through people. And I just thank y'all a word for me on a weekly basis, and I thank
Amen.
Y'all. You know.
Amen. And this Bible is your direction, Brother Powell.
Yes.
God
yes,
will direct you in your life, your coming and your going, and what direction you should go and what direction you shouldn't go.
Yes, ma'am.
So you just
yes,
be encouraged and look forward to God fixing things in your home. Because he said, ask in faith. Glory be
yes,
to God. And I'm
yes,
telling
yes,
you, I believe. I'm crazy enough to believe if I pray, God's going to do it. He's going to move.
Yes, ma'am.
And I thank
yes, ma'am.
God for that. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he will.
We thank
yes,
God
he
for
he
you,
will.
Brother Powell.
Thank you,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all again.
Yes,
thank
he
you.
Will.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Amen.
Yes,
okay, bye-bye. We're still open. Anyone else that wants to say anything, just let your hand, hold your hand up. We're going to give you that time for whatever you want to say. You want to testify. You just need to be encouraged.
Yes,
we're here
yes.
for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Okay. So we're going to get back to our message, and if you think of something you want to talk on later, just hold your head up. I will stop the message to give you that time because we want everybody to be satisfied on this program. Glory be to God. So, again, we're going to talk on judgment. I'm hearing some noise. We're going to talk on judgment. In our King James Dictionary, judgment is the act of judging, the act or process of the mind in comparing its idea to find their agreement or disagreement and to ascertain truth or the process of examining facts and arguments. To ascertain propriety and justice. So judging is taking what the problem, looking at it, dissecting it, looking at the right way for it, looking at the way that it mm-hmm. could go wrong. Glory be to God. That's what judgment is. And see, this is what God is going to do for us one day. He is going to judge us. So nobody is exempt. Even the saints are going to be judged. It's going to be judged. So everybody is going to be judged. So that's why we talk, and that's why we speak, we preach, we pray, we talk, we teach, so that you can be saved, so that you can understand. So we're going to talk on judgment, and if you have any questions, please, 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 please ask. So we're going to go over to 1 Peter, 4th chapter, 17th through the 19th verse. So 17th verse said, "For the time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Glory be to God. So I want you to understand, don't think because you go to church every Sunday, don't think you're not going to be judged. See, our Bible is telling us that judgment is going to begin in the church. And you wonder, why is judgment going to begin in the church? Because in the church, where in your mind and when you grow up, you would think in the church there would be no discord. There would be no mistreatment. There would be no hatred. But you find all of this in the church. Glory be to God. In the pulpit, on the usher board, on the deacon board. Just people sitting in the church and the choir stand. The pastor, the minister, the member. You find all kinds of problem right there in the church. And that's why God said, "For the time has come, the judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not?" Now mind you, that obey not the gospel of God. So everybody in the church doesn't go really to hear the word of God, but they go to say they're in church. They go to stir up trouble. They do not obey the voice of God. So you're going to be judged. Don't think because you're going to church every Sunday, because you're sitting up in church, that you got it made, you won't be judged. Not only is the sinners going to be judged, but the righteous will be judged. Glory be to God. So don't think that God is overlooking you because you're sitting up in the church. I've heard that verse for years. Even when I was young, judgment is going to begin in the church house. I didn't understand that at that time, but I totally understand it now, because I have seen so much discord in the church till I would go home upset, praying and talking to God. Lord, how can people be this way? And they say they are saints. They say they are ministers. They say they are pastors. They say they are deacons. Glory be to God. So no one is exempt. because unbelievers will be punished. That is the will of God. God wants us to be righteous, and he wants us to be with him, but we contented ourselves with being a sinner, thinking in that last day you can jump up and be saved, not once repented to God, and everything is going to be all right. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, not so. Everyone is going to be judged. Every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Glory be to God. So just know that we are all going to be judged. Let our judgment be a good work for God. Rather than God said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you, and sent us to hell. We don't want that. God don't want that. That's why while you still breathing, while you're still living, you have time right now to get yourself together. Every day that God bless you with breath in your body, you have a chance to be saved. You have a chance to repent. You have a chance to receive the Holy Ghost. So don't say, well, I'm only 30 years old right now. I got about 10, 15 good years in the street, and then I'll get saved. What does God save you? I mean, what does God take you a day before that 15th year? What did God take you the same day that you let that come out of your mouth? So let us seek not to try to get over on God, but let us seek salvation. And you know what I love about it, Brother Isaiah said, and I think it's the 55th chapter of Isaiah, he says salvation is free. You do not have to pay God for salvation. You pay God by giving him your soul, because that is what's pleasing to him. That is what he's seeking, because he wants you to be with him. So let our judgment be as such that God will send us to heaven to be with him rather than send us to hell because we ignored him. We had no respect for him. We talked about him. We didn't serve him. We didn't love him. My Bible tells me that God is love. So if God is love and he wants us to be like him, then we should be loved. So don't send your soul to hell because you don't have to. Now the 18th verse said, excuse me, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Now let me go back just a minute to verse 16. Yet if any man suffer as Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Now you've been a Christian, been a saint of God, and you suffering, and I don't care how that suffering is, if you're broken, don't have a pair of shoes on your feet, praise God for it. If you don't have money in your pocket, praise God for it. Don't you know your suffering will not be in vain? Your suffering won't be in vain. God see your suffering, and he see your endurance. See, a lot of times when we go through stuff, we get upset. We talk about God. We talk about anybody coming our eyesight. But that's not what God wants us to do. If you're suffering, thank God for it. Praise God. Praise him. Don't you know you can praise your way out of suffering? Praise him. Because when we praise God, when we begin to praise God, he comes down because he enjoyed that. He loved that. And he want to hear it. He is pleased with that. Glory, hallelujah. And don't let our suffering be in vain. Don't let our suffering be in vain. So now, back to 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? The righteous work out their salvation with difficulty. It's not easy. It's not easy. Anybody on this phone that's truly running for Jesus, they can't tell you it's easy because it's not. Glory be to God. This is a hard way. But you know what? There is joy in this way. Because once you get the word of God, once you begin to eat of the word of God, once you get to the point that you just need to hear that word every day, even on days when you don't hear it, God is always on your mind. Sometimes we get busy. Sometimes things happen in our lives, and we don't get to read the word. But let me tell you, brother and sister, we got the Bible in our hearts. Every man that's saved got that Bible in their hearts, and a lot of people that is not saved and refusing to give their life to God got that Bible in their hearts because we grew up studying the word of God. Now, I know a lot of y'all's mother was like mine. You're going to go to church. And if you don't get up and go, you're going to wish you had got up with a smile, because even if you don't get up with a smile, you're going to go anyway. Even if you got tears in your eyes when you're leaving, you're going to go. So that was a blessing, because now it's joy to go to church. It's joy because, you know, my thing that I tell God all the time, I will be with you one day. I will see your face in peace. So my thing is, when God judges me, my heart, I'm going to be right there with him. Somebody, I hear noise on the line. I'm going to be right there with him. I'm going to heaven. My thing is, heaven is my home. It's going to be my home. Now, we can take it on ourselves, and we can go to judgment and send our souls to hell, if that's what we want to do. But just know, you won't have a chance no more. You won't have a chance no more. This will be it. This is the first and the last chance we're going to have. Notice the second and the last chance we're going to have to make it to heaven. But we're going to be judged by the life that we live. We're going to be judged by the work that we do. We're going to be judged by and see our work come through our faith. Now, when I say that, and see, this is why the matriarchs of old went to heaven, because they lived by their faith. Where is our faith? So let us not sit up all these years saying we know God and send our soul to hell. We don't want to do that. God don't want us to do that. So let us be encouraged in that, and just let us remember, because I am talking about judgment, and I'm going to get a little deeper into that. But I want the people to understand, I want you to understand, it's important for us to realize that we will be judged. I think some people think that they're exempt, but no man is exempt. No man is exempt from judgment. Okay, so now verse number 19 says, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Now, I'm going to read that again, because we need to grab hold to that. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Now, we all know that God is faithful to us. And you know what? The thing is, that's a blessing, because God doesn't have to be faithful to us. He made us. But he loved us so much. He is faithful to us. He is loving. He is giving. He is merciful. So why can't we commit our soul to his keeping? Because when we commit our soul to God's keeping, then we know without a shadow of a doubt heaven is our home. Because God would not save us and we commit ourselves to him and then send us to hell. He wouldn't do that. But when I say commit, we got to give God our all in all. So we need to commit our souls into God's hand. You know you can do that while you're living, when you trust God for everything. See, my thing is we need to find a way to avoid hell. And the only way we can avoid going to hell is to be saved, is to be sanctified, is to be filled with God's special Holy Ghost. Now, if the righteous are found sinning, he judges them first. And if they are found righteous, he delivers them from judgment. So that is letting you know right there, you still have a chance to be saved. You have a chance to be judged and go and live with God. You can live all these days, and if you know better, don't do it on purpose. You can live all these days sinning. But once you get to know Jesus and you get on your knees and you begin to repent of your sin, God is just to forgive us. He will forgive you your sin. Now, we're going to go to Genesis 18th chapter, starting at the 20th verse, and we're talking about judgment. Okay, and this is when Abraham and his nephew separated. Lot. They separated. Abraham went one way because he had so much. Lot went another way because he had so much. It was too much for them to stay together. So this is when, after they had separated. Now, Abraham was in his tent, but see, God got all seeing eyes. and his eyes is on everything. He don't have to move. He's sitting high, and he can see from one end of this world to the other end of this world. And I said world, and I didn't just say earth, because God is universal. His power covers everything. So God was looking at the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. But now, this shows you how much God loves us and how much he considers us. God knew, he already knew that Lot was in Gomorrah. He was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the sin of the people was so great that it grieved God. God got upset, and he wanted Abraham to know he was getting ready to bring judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. But he also knew that Lot was there. So verse 20 said, and the Lord said, now this is after he had went to Abraham at Abraham's tent. Abraham fed him. Now mind you, it was three men. No name, but I always kind of associated those three men with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, so, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Now, you hear that? The cry is great, and their sin is so grievous. Now, you know God was not pleased with that. Their sin was heavy. Their sin was great. God was not satisfied. If you sin in that grievously, then there's nothing you're not doing. And God was not pleased with that. He said, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. Now, God knew the sin was great. But he wanted Abraham to know he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because Lot was there. And the men turned their faces from this and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Now, they told Abraham what they was going to do. But you know, God knew Abraham was going to fight for Lot. See, God is merciful. He's so merciful, he warned Abraham. But now, mind you, God counted Abraham for righteousness because of his faith. There was nothing that God told Abraham to do that he wouldn't do it, even to the extent of killing his son. But God tested Abraham in that aspect, and he didn't allow him to kill his son. Okay, so Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Then he said, Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Now see, Abraham was working to save lives. But then that be far from thee to do after the manner to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Now, see, this is what Abraham is saying to God, because he's working on and he's trusting God to save Lot. So he started out with 50 men. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. Now, God knows there was not 50 righteous men in Sodom. He knew that. But for the sake of his servant Abraham. He said, if I find 50, I will spare the whole city. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Now Abraham acknowledges, look, God, I'm talking to you, but I know I'm nothing. I am dust and ashes. Abraham recognized he made out of dirt. So he humbled himself to God. See, we seem to forget we are nothing but dirt. And we, instead of humbling ourselves, we get more of a haughty spirit than a humble spirit. But Abraham humbled himself to God. Then he said, peradventure, thou shalt lack 5 of the 50 righteous, will thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I found there 45, I would not destroy it. Let's see Abraham working, because I'm sure Abraham had heard of the sin of Sodom as well. So he wanted, because the sin was so grievous, see, God kept telling him, I'm going to kill everything there. I'm going to burn the whole city down. I'm killing everything there. I'm bringing judgment on everyone there and on the city itself, because that's how grievous the sin was. So Abraham, still concerned about Lot, he said, speaking to him yet again, and said, peradventure, there should be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, thou shalt find 30. He kept going. He kept going down because he was worried about Lot. Until he finally got down to, let me see, he said 30. Then he went down to 20. And verse 32 said, and he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. Now look at him. Abraham is not giving up because he's concerned for Lot. He knew Lot himself was a righteous man. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet. But this one, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Okay? And the Lord went his way. But now, mind you, when he got down, when the three men got down to Sodom, men in the street, it was so much filth and sin going that Lot went out and got them and brought them into his house. And the men of Sodom, trying to break in, wanted to sleep with these men. Glory be to God. Look at the sin. You can see now why God brought judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. These men wanted to sleep with the three men that came from Abraham. Glory be to God. But now look at the righteousness of Lot. Lot said, he told the men, he said, I have daughters here that never laid with man. Take my daughters, but leave these men alone. Glory be to God. See, that's righteousness for you. Hallelujah. Somewhere in Lot's spirit, Lot knew that these men was not men that man should mess with. Can you imagine a man trying to sleep with one of them? God would have destroyed everything there like immediately. But for Abraham's sake, his love for Father Abraham, the next morning the men were just going to come in and just take him out and they was going to sleep with them. They was going to do have their way with these men. Hallelujah. Not recognizing they were talking to angels, trying to sleep with the angels. Glory be to God. But for Abraham's sake, God told Lot, get your family, get your wife, get your daughters, and get out of Gomorrah. He's saying, no matter what you hear, don't look back. Glory be to God. But you know, all of us, some of us are so inquisitive, so nosy, want to see everything, don't want to miss nothing, because when he began to rain down fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, I know you can imagine the tears, the screams, the cries. Hallelujah. See, he said he was going to destroy it. But for Abraham's sake, he told Lot, get your family and get out and don't look back. And as they was leaving out of Sodom, when they got so far away, God began to rain down fire. And because of the cries of the people, Lot's wife looked back. Glory be to God. And our Bible tell you that she was turned to a pillow of salt because of her disobedience. Glory be to God. But Lot and his daughter kept going and never looked back. So what I am saying, see, when we are walking around in sin, we don't want God to bring judgment on us, because look at the way all of those people died. See, that was two twin cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, and God rained down fire on both of them because of the amount of sin, because there was no righteousness whatsoever in those cities. The only righteousness there, was Lot. And because God loved Abraham, because Lot was a righteous man, God saved him. So don't think that God won't bring judgment on us for our sin. Because when your sin gets so grievous, then that upset God. That kind of sin upset God. You think about it. When he brought judgment on the world, when he had Noah to build that ark, he said the sin was so grievous that it stank in his nostrils. The sin was bad. That the smell of sin went up to God. So what God say? I'm going to destroy everything on this earth. But he looked and he saw Noah, he saw one righteous man. Glory be to God. He saved Noah and his family so that they would replenish the earth. But don't you think God will not bring judgment upon us when we sin and all we do is sin and God gets tired of us sinning, especially when we know the right way to go? See, everybody in sin, it's not because they don't know the way. Yeah, you got a lot of people that don't know the way, but you also got a lot of people that know the way and still choose to sin. Don't you know, when judgment day comes, you are going to account for your sin. You're going to be accountable for your sin. Now I'm getting ready to close. What was that? Revelation 22 and verse number 11.
Right back. Yeah, about 8:30.
Okay. Who is that talking on the phone?
Oh,
please
darn.
Mute your phone. Okay. Verse number 22. Revelation 22 and verse 11. I'm getting ready to close. But this is what he said in verse 11. He that is unjust. When Jesus come back, he said, he that is unjust, let him be unjust too. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. So don't wait till Jesus come back.
Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it.
Lord, just do what you're doing, because you waited too late. God look at you and say, you lived on this earth for 75 years and you couldn't do right. I fed you, I clothed you, I put money in your pocket, I gave you a house to live in, I gave you a car to drive around with, I gave you loved ones, but you wouldn't serve me. Glory be to God. So whatever you're doing out there, don't stop doing it, because it'll be too late. When Jesus come back, it's no use to you saying, well, Jesus, I'm going to get right, Lord. He's going to tell you to go on and do what you was doing. No use to you stopping, because it's too late. If you filthy, you just be filthy. Just be filthy still, because you had all these years to be clean up. And you chose not to. But he said, if you're righteous, be righteous still. And if you're holy, glory be to God, be holy still. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for that message on today. And I'm getting ready to close. But Psalms 1 and 5 said, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. See, Jesus let us know he's going to separate us. He said, my righteous ones get on my left. I mean on my right. But you goats, you sinners, get on my left. Because hell is your home. So while we got a chance, if we're not righteous, we got a chance to be righteous right now. If we're not holy, we got a chance to be holy right now. If we're unjust and filthy, you got a chance to clean yourself up. You got a chance to be clean. Because if you want it, you truly, truly want it, you don't have to have a judgment where you're going to hell. You can have a righteous judgment and go to heaven and praise God. So at this time, I thank God for this message, and I truly, truly, truly hope someone got something out of it. Because this message kind of stayed on me for all week in judgment. That's all I could think of was judgment. So we don't want to be judged, Brother Tim, and go to hell.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
God looking at you right now, and he see what you're doing. He know what you're doing, and he know what you're going to do. God can tell you right now if you're going to heaven or hell, but he give you a chance to get yourself right. So don't let our living be in vain. Don't die and be filthy. Don't die and be unjust. Try to be holy. It is God's will that we be holy so that we will live with him one day, and all we have to do is glorify and praise him. And I thank God for this time. Our time is just, our time is up, but quickly, because Brother Bell told me to just close out when I'm finished, but quickly, Brother D, did you have anything on that message that you wanted to say? I heard you laughing back there, and I do understand.
Yeah, man. Hey, T, you know, sometimes the word of God is so good to you. I tell you,
yes, it is.
The Bible says the laugh is good for the soul. Yeah, I just
yes,
heard what you said when you said, whatever you're doing, whatever he said, keep on doing it. Don't stop.
Keep on doing it.
And yeah, I love the way
Amen.
You closed out when you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He wants to be, he knows
yes.
to be more like him daily, and he's holy.
Yes.
He got to be holy just like
yes.
in the name of
Amen.
You. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Amen.
You know, and God
Brother
showed
Tim.
Man every day that he's
mm-hmm.
just what he said. He said,
yes.
when you leave, he said, don't look back. Well, when she looked back, that was it. She instantly.
Hold on. Who's
whoever's
on the phone and the children in the background, please mute your phone. Please mute your phone. Go ahead, Brother D. Brother D.
It's not like it took him no time to do it. It was done instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Says she instantly turned to a pillar of salt.
Yeah.
I say that just that
yeah.
you know, God will do just what he said. He'll bring that punishment on you. Get your soul
Amen.
In order while you
have Amen.
To choose the truth. Amen.
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 Brother Tim.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Brother
wanted,
Tim, I want
I
you
to
say, I want you to say, you know, say what you want to say and then give us a closing prayer, and then I'll come back with the announcement. But
okay.
go ahead.
I just wanted to say well done. The message was great and informing and letting you know that God does not tolerate sin, and we just do what we want, not because you were getting away with it. It was because God is being merciful to us and giving us a chance to get it right, just like he did Lot and got him out of there. And those who are
yes.
righteous, he's going to get us out of there. And so then
That's right.
we have to deal with God. And we're not saying he's going to do this. We don't know, but God is going to judge. And when he does, there is only things that we've been taught, heaven or hell. And so
That's right.
what I wanted to say. And thank you. Thank you so much. I did learn. I was on mute. But I just wanted to say this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you thanking you for being our God and allowing us to be your people. We thank you for your word that you left on record, that when we stand before you, we will stand before you with no excuse. Father God, we thankful
Amen.
so much for your messenger, Lord, that she's preparing herself and studying to feed the people, Lord, just like you told Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, Peter.
Yes,
and
yes.
we thank you, Sister Mary, for continuing to feed us. And, Lord, we thank you that she has a heart to love your people. And we're just so grateful that you give us this time and opportunity to be on this platform to be able to expound your word, because Brother Dog has allowed us to do it. Thank you, Lord, that you
Amen.
Touched his heart and blessed him and continue to bless him and keep him. Continue to bless each and every one of your soldiers right here, Lord, that we would hang in there with you and that we know you will pay, and we know that the reward is going to be great. We love you, Lord. We appreciate it. And we ask that each and every person at the sound of my voice who's listening to this show, that they would get it together. They would be saved. And it's so easy to do it in Romans 10:9-10, that all we got to do is confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. Touch them, Lord. Continue to
yeah.
saturate their heart with your word. And we're grateful. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. There's power in his name. Healing and salvation in his name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Back to you, Sister Mary. Back to you.
Amen. Amen. Just in a way of announcement, come back and be with us again on next Wednesday, same time, same channel. We always have a word. Glory be to God. If you have any questions, if you want prayer or whatever, we're here to help you. And on Tuesday night, Tuesday evening, Brother D and his gospel hour, same time, same channel. Be with us. And I just thank God for each and every one that came out to be with us tonight. And I pray that you got something out of the word. Just don't let our living be in vain. Don't let us live and go to a devil's hell. And I just thank God for Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord. Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Dog told me to just hang up. I don't know if y'all going to carry on from there. But God bless each and every one of y'all, and y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you so much.
Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, Brother Tim, I was telling him when he came on, Dog started off the song. It perfect fits from what we was talking about earlier. And then when T came with the word, a perfect fit for what we were speaking on earlier. Judgment and 99 a hair. Just won't do. Come here, perfect fit. You know it, brother? I told him, I said, sometimes I think Brother Dog got a microphone tied to it. He can hear what we're thinking. Because what he was, the music that he played, it be on point so long, so much, so often. I mean, be right on point with what you are about to speak on. You know, it's just, it's crazy how God works.
I enjoy it.
Oh, yes. Cool. And while she said, she's like, I can hear you laugh in the background. You told a lot, wife, told a lot. Please do not look back. I want you to get out and keep going. Bible says that
you have to put the past behind you. Don't dwell on the past.
I like how it started off at 50, 45, 40, 35. God knew all the time that there wasn't going to be any. That's why you let him go, because he knew he wasn't going to find any. He wasn't going to find not one. No, not one.
No, not one.
That's why every time Lot would ask him if I find this, if I find that, I was okay, go ahead. If you can find the fire, wait, I spread it to you. At the same time, the Lord knew from day one that Lot wasn't going to be able to find one. But he destroyed the whole city.
Well, isn't that something, Brother D? Hey. Just that right there lets us know that even the word said, and I like this part, it said that the people's heart and the inclination of their thoughts was wicked all the time.
Wicked.
Not some of the time.
Yes,
all
wicked.
The time. They yeah. woke up and yeah. went to bed at Eve. Everything they did was evil. So we just say, my.
That's it. Their whole thoughts was evil. That's all they thought all day long. Evil thoughts. And that's why the Lord punished them the way he did.
Wiped them off the face of the earth. My.
Mama. Giving them an opportunity when he knew what they was not going to do. God knew it before.
Yeah, man. Gave them a chance. Even though he knew they wasn't going to do right, he still gave them a chance.
He knew it.
All they had to do is repent, turn from their wicked ways, and he would have spared the land.
I would say, seek his face. This is why you hear me say, I'm not going to debate. I don't want to get in no debate. I don't want to get in no argument, no debate. I don't even want to get into a discussion with people that want to take the Bible and believe the parts that they want to believe. I don't even want to have a discussion with those kind of people. Because God's word is all or nothing. You know, like I said earlier, I said again, 99 and a half. Just won't be.
My.
He said you lukewarm.
And you know what, Brother D? This is what I really enjoy more than anything in my life. Even though I know I mess up, stumble, fall, sometimes I even mess up purposely. And he uses me. He uses you. He uses Dog, Sister Man, Brother Eric. He uses us and puts us out on Front Street as a banner. Yeah, we mess up. But look at his grace and mercy, that awesome tag team. Grace and mercy abounds in us. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not never telling nobody that. But what I am telling them is that I'm trying to get it together. You know, I'm trying.
That's right.
Somebody's phone is not on mute.
Yeah, that definitely was something I'm going to say. I'm not going to hear that.
Yeah, so that's the part right there. You know, you have to know that everybody know, hey, I mess up sometimes. But I know that God loves me, and he gives me a chance to repent. I'm sorry, Lord. I don't mean to do those things. I don't want to do them. But sometimes I find myself doing them, you know. And he says, I understand, my son. Keep speaking my word. Teach my word. Walk in my word. You know, love like my word says to do. And I keep trying, you know. And he's going to say, you know, I saw you down there trying, and I'm going to pay you for all that heartache that you went through. I have a place prepared for you, a mansion in the sky, and it's got your name on it. And you will be with me for eternity. What a great reward. That's right. What a great reward you'll get for trying to be faithful. And just continue to do what you do. It's like he told them, if you're doing that, continue to do what you're doing. But right now, I want you to walk with me, Brother Tim. I want you to walk with me, Brother D, Sister Mary, and Brother Eric, Dog. I want you to walk with me. I know they're going to talk about you and mistreat you. Yeah, but I got something for you if you stay faithful to me. And I know they're going to laugh at you. Didn't they laugh at Noah?
Be faithful to me.
And I flooded the whole earth. Didn't they laugh in Sodom and Gomorrah? He wiped them off the face of the earth. I said, Brother Tim, you sound like you teaching us gloom. And I said, no, I'm just telling you the Bible says in the Old Testament, this is your schoolmaster. You're learning right from wrong. Now that you know you can, you have no excuse. Walk in my love. And if you choose not to do that, then what can I do? Well, let me help you out. You can choose blessings or you can choose curses. But let me help you. Choose the blessing. Choose life. Oh, man. Yeah, people in your own family gonna make fun of you.
You know something, Brother Tim?
But don't.
I'm standing listening to you. I got so much love. So I'm standing listening to you. But you said something, Brother Tim. You said, I'm not perfect. He said, I'm fine. The Bible has instructed man that none perfect but the Father. So if I was perfect, then God didn't lie. And he said, let my word be true, that every man be of a lie. That was when he came along. So I can't be perfect. But he told me to strive
yes,
to be. He never told me to be perfect. He told me to strive to be. In other words, as long as you working towards, as long as you keep your eye on the prize, you'll keep going forward. In other words, but as long as you never go to work every day, you'll keep a job. As long as you do what you're supposed to do on your job, you'll keep a job. The day you start violating the job, the day you get terminated. So, you know, God was telling me, he told me, he said, keep your eye on the prize and strive to be perfect. So he told you he worshiped in me. None perfect but me. But yet they want us to be perfect. We can't do no wrong with this. That's why I'm so glad that I found this aggressive place and not left up to man. I'm so glad they're not left up to man to decide on who we're going to go. Oh, they're going to put us in that dirt. They're going to put us 6 feet under. Oh, that's just a resting place, son. That's all it is. That's just a resting place. Oh, it's just a resting place. We just gonna rest there for a little while. That's all. Just for a little while. Then we're gonna get up. We're gonna get up. Yes, it is. It's good to know. It's like there's a song that says it, but it's good to know. Jesus. It's good to know the Lord. It's good to know. Man only knew like we don't. The man only knew like we don't. You know, so when I told him over here this morning, he said, you don't want to hit the one button. Testimony, just tell God, thank you. You know, if you have nothing that you thought didn't happen in your life by word of God, you should still, you know, tell God, thank you. Because you're still breathing his air. You're still living on his earth. You should tell God, thank you, just for waking you up in the morning and then being closed in here right now. If a minute didn't do it, minute laid down last night, didn't wake up with me. Minute's family crashed over a long floor, but yet you still here. And you 200 yourself, God, thank you. Because you think you did it yourself. I stop by and let you know that you ain't doing nothing on our own. Nothing. In fact, we can't do nothing on our own, brother.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus. We can't do it, no matter how we try. All we can do is mess up. That's all we can do is mess up. That's all we can do. Make it worse than it ever could be. By thinking we can do it. Thinking we can fix it. I got to go with me for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, my brothers and sisters, you hear what they're saying, and that we had an opportunity just to continue on until Brother Dog hang us up, and we just wanted to just let you know that, you know, I wouldn't waste my time keep telling you that it's the one of the greatest decisions you will ever make in your life and for your soul and for eternity. That's a long time, eternity. And I just wanted to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that it's okay. It's good. And I made a decision in my life, and I wasn't forced to do it. I just realized that that's what I needed to do. And it worked out real good for me. And sometimes I know I have the blessed assurance that he's going to take care of it. And so whatever I go through, it's going to be all right. And I just want to tell you, my brother and sister, take it serious. You know, we're doing everything we can to, we're not the greatest teachers in the world, trying to do the best that we can. And we're asking you to come on and join in with us and be part of the family. And it's a great thing. So it's a wonderful thing. I just wanted to tell you. I am so proud that I made the decision to make Jesus my Savior, and that I'm willing to run all the way. You know, sometimes it seems like I'm not going to make it, but then I get a burst of energy. God just touches me with a little bit more love, and next thing I know, I get to running again. I get to running and shouting how good he's been to me.
He never said we wouldn't get tired in the work. Just can't get tired of the work. You know?
That's right.
I tell him all the time. He know we're gonna get tired. His old body gets tired. We just can't get tired of it. But we can get tired in it. I go to work, I enjoy what I do. And sometimes I don't want to touch that truck. But I can't get tired of driving it. I can't get tired of working. I can get tired of driving, but I can't get tired of working. Because I know it's what I got to do. It's the same thing with God's word. You can get weary in it, but you can't get weary of it.
Well, maybe, Brother D, somebody feels that they just feel that they too old to do anything for God right now. Maybe that's what it is, D.
One thing I've found to be true, he wants you while you're young. I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to make you a promise. He'll take you old. He wants you young, but he'll take you old. God has no respectable person. He never turned his back on no man. He said, I'm standing right here waiting on you. I know you did. I know you did. Because I know I had to make a turn. And when I turned around, he was right there. I know Brother Tim made a turn. He turned around, he was right there. God has never turned his back. Man turned his back on God. God has never turned his back on man. never had. And I'm going to tell you another promise. He never will. He just won't do it. There's certain things God just won't do. All you got to do is give your soul to him. That's all you got to do. Give your soul to the Lord. And you need to do it while you have a chance. Chance is drying up every day. You're getting closer and closer to your day. Come on, my brother.
Is Sister Mary in closing show?
Where she
going?
Yeah, she going. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she's finished. Okay. Yeah, we're waiting on you. Yeah, she finished. We're just waiting on you. Mm-hmm.
And you know what, brother?
I'm here. If y'all don't, y'all could go ahead and say what you're going to do and get on. You know, they got me over here at the track today. You know, when I'm at the track, they be having me out here working like a dog. So y'all do what you got to do, Tim.
Yeah, we were just waiting on you, brother Tim. I mean, brother dog, we were waiting on you. Go ahead, brother Tim. See what you say, and we'll close it out.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering. Bro. I was in, you know, we all have fall short. And we all have our little issues. But don't let that stop you from coming to God. And that's what it's all about. So I thank you, Brother Dog. I thank you, Brother D, for inviting me and letting me be on. And I just thank God for changing my life. And I just ask each and every one of you continue to pray for me, pray for Brother D and Dog, because we go through a lot. And we just ask that you guys continue to keep us lifted up in prayer. We need it too. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Back to you, Brother D.
Amen. Amen. Now we out of here, Brother Tim. We enjoyed it. As you said, we enjoyed the service. And we out of here, Brother Dog. You can close it out.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, guys. If anybody got anything, if they're not, we're going to get on out of here. Anybody got some, raise their hand right quick. Brother Powell, you might still open if you want to say something, Brother Powell, before we go. Okay. Nobody got nothing. We appreciate the service. Y'all have a good day. God bless. Amen.
Amen.